name is Dylan. I guess my question this evening would be, so I've been working through the program for the better part of 3 weeks, and I've been getting a reaction from my spouse, but every reaction is a mix of anger and resentment and almost depression in, I don't know, like, why wasn't any of this come up with sooner? And I don't exactly know how to proceed. So when you have all this negativity being thrown at you, how are you able to try and maintain a positive attitude and know that you might be on the right track for success?
So, Dylan, are you new to the program?
Very new, yes.
Yeah.
So well, not...
I can tell that's not a criticism. There's nothing wrong with being new. Your question is an excellent question. I don't even know if you realize yet how good a question it is and how many different things you're asking about there. And a lot of what you're asking about is addressed extensively in different parts of the program. So I'm not going to give you, I can't give you, it would take the rest of the hour to give you a complete answer. The good news is you get a complete answer in the program. It's in your other resources. What I'm going to do here is I'm just going to give you a kind of an executive summary, like a brief overview of some of the things you'll hear more about in the program. So first of all, you're too focused, much too focused on your wife's reaction to your efforts. If we had more time to dialogue, I would ask you, why do you care what your wife's reaction is? Now, you probably wouldn't know what I meant by that question yet because I don't think you're deep enough into the program. But really, why do you care what your wife's reaction is? Why do you assume that your wife's reaction is insightful? As you'll learn in the program, that when you're dealing with an obstinate spouse and you're in the Lone Ranger track, as it sounds like you are, your spouse's reaction is a terrible indication of anything. And very often, it's even a counterindicator to how things are going. Let me explain why it's I'll explain a couple things. So I wrote an article about the Chinese bamboo tree. Most of you have probably read it. What happens when you plant the seeds of a Chinese bamboo tree? Nothing. You wait a year, 2 years, 3 years, nothing. You're the farmer. You look out over the field. You think to yourself, this is not working. Something's wrong. Bad seeds. In the fourth year, this little bulb comes up. You think, oh, gosh, that's it. But in the fifth year, a Chinese bamboo tree grows 80 feet tall. And in fact, what was happening for those initial years, there was this massive root structure growing underneath the ground. There was an enormous reaction. You couldn't see it. The reaction that you were looking at above the ground disguised the enormity of the reaction that was going on underneath the ground. And that's really, that is often the way it works in these marital situations. Don't assume that what you're seeing is reflective of the majority of what's really going on, especially when you're dealing with an obstinate spouse, because they won't reveal to you what they're really thinking. They won't reveal to you what they're really feeling. They won't give you the satisfaction of knowing that you're touching their heart, you're tickling their soul, you're making progress. As I like to say, the obstinate spouse never says what's true. So don't listen to them. I'm not kidding. Don't listen to your husband or your wife if they're an obstinate spouse. They don't say what's true. You want to know what they say? They say what they think they have to say to try to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. And in many cases, what they're trying to accomplish is to get you to give up the way they've given up. Because if you would give up the way they've given up, then they can feel better about what they've done, where they're going with this. the fact that you are making an effort and that you care is tugging on their conscience. It's making it more difficult for them to do what they're trying to do. It's making them out to be the bad guy. So they're not saying what they're, so the reaction that you're getting, they're not saying what they're really thinking and feeling. They're, what they say is a function of their agenda. So also, you remember, is a crucial section in the program where I talk about the fact that your spouse is telling themselves a story. And that story is what they're using to justify their exit, clear their conscience, and pave the way for them to have an affair, separate, divorce, whatever the case may be. Guess who the villain of that story is? It's you. And that story is the most important thing in their life, because that's what allows them to do what they're doing with a clear conscience and feel justified. They feel righteous. They feel right. Well, when you employ these principles and practices that I'm teaching, when you kill them with kindness, when you humble yourself and make changes, express remorse and seek forgiveness, you're ruining their story. You're ruining their justification. And even though you're responding positively, you think they're going to respond positively to that? You've got to be out of your mind. They've been building that story for years. You know how much courage it took them to finally take that story and do something with it and take action? And now you're going to come and ruin their story? Oh, my gosh, you're disrupting my whole life. I had a whole plan. I finally had it worked out. I finally got up the courage to make a decision. And now you decided to change and you're ruining my story? You're turning their whole life upside down. You're driving them nuts. By the way, don't be confused. That's exactly what you have to do in order to turn your situation around. But don't expect your obstinate spouse to respond positively initially. This is why things always get worse before they get better. Again, if you're in the Lone Ranger track, things always get worse before they get better. Why? Because I'll put it another way, because the very things you need to do to change the momentum of your marriage, given your spouse's agenda, are the very things they don't want you to do. And vice versa, the very things they want you to do in order to be consistent with their agenda are the very things that you cannot and will not do given your agenda. So I'm just giving you kind of an executive summary to try to help you understand why you shouldn't be looking at your spouse's reactions. Whatever reactions you're seeing are either no indication of how you're really doing, or in many cases even a counterindicator to how you're doing. And I guess the punchline, Dylan, is don't look. Don't pull up the roots to see how the flower's growing. Just keep your nose to the grindstone. Do the right thing. Employ the principles and practices. Kill her with kindness and be relentlessly consistent. And you just have to give her time to get through all of that emotion that you're stirring up by doing what you're doing. Realize from her perspective, like, why now? Like, this is what I've been wanting you to do for 20 years. And there's an understandable sense of anger in her, because if you could have done this so easily, then why did I have to suffer for the last 20 years? Why did you have to push me to the end where I built this story and finally made this decision? If this was so possible, then why didn't you do it when I wanted you to do it, when I asked you to do it, when I begged you to do it? So there's understandably a lot of anger and frustration there that she's got to get through. Your job is just to be consistent. And she'll get through it, because at the end of the day, her choice will be to remain married to a great man, a great husband, who's loving her, being kind, being affectionate, being humble, and who clearly is going to be a great husband, or, she could try to exit the marriage, but she's going to be the bad guy. She's going to feel guilty. She's going to feel the burden that she's the one who ended the marriage, and it was her fault, her responsibility. She was the one who didn't try. And there are very few people that can handle that. You know, despite what you might think of your spouse, they're not some irresponsible jerk that's just throwing away your family. They're not. They really see themselves as good, decent people, and they're only trying to exit. They only want to separate. They're only having an affair because they feel justified in doing so. And they're pointing the finger at you. This is what you've done for the last 10 years, and that's why I feel okay doing this. Your job is to behave in a way so they no longer feel okay doing it. And the more you do that, the more you close that exit.